Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, April 18th, 2018. Today is International Amateur Radio Day. Whistleblower Chelsea Manning will appear at the internet conference ReiPublica in Berlin at the beginning of May. 1 year after her release, the creators of ReiPublica and the media convention announced on Tuesday that Manning will talk about her new life as a free person, about civil disobedience, radical politics, and the consequences of uncontrollable state power. Manning was released from U.S. military custody in May of 2017 after then-President Barack Obama had shortened her sentence shortly before the end of his term of office. Before her sex change, Manning was known as Bradley. Manning had worked as a computer expert for the U.S. Armed Forces and had forwarded large amounts of data of secret material to the disclosure platform WikiLeaks. The ReiPublica will take place from May 2nd to 4th. The motto this year is POP. On May 5th, there will also be a free festival with debates and lectures on the conference grounds at the Berlin station. The idea behind this was to communicate the topics of digital civil society to a larger audience. On Tuesday, the groundbreaking ceremony for a new square, the Otto Weidt Platz, was held. The location at the Europa City Development at Berlin's Hauptbahnhof is to commemorate the Berlin manufacturer Otto Weidt. During the Nazi regime, Weidt had set up hiding places for Jewish workers and their families in his brush factory and elsewhere. On the occasion, Transportation Senator Regina Günther said that the place honors a courageous person who demonstrated moral courage and risked his own life to help the persecuted. The square will keep alive the memory of a silent hero. The Senate Administrations for Urban Development and Transport announced that the blind manufacturer helped many people to survive the Nazi era with dignity. The Museum Blindenwerkstatt Otto Weidt on Rosenthalerstraße in Mitte also commemorates his history. In addition to the blind, Weidt also employed 8 healthy Jews in his company, which was forbidden. Nevertheless, Weidt managed to dispel the concerns of the National Socialist head of the employment office through a mixture of bribery and cunning. Weidt also provided 2 Jewish women with Aryan working papers, and both survived the war. One of them, the now 95-year-old Inge Deutschkron, was also present at the groundbreaking ceremony. After several fires in a high-rise building in Neukölln, investigators are now researching a connection between the 3 incidents. Police announced on Monday morning that they were assuming arson. The fire commissioner's office at the Berlin State Criminal Police Office has taken over the investigation. However, there are still no indications of possible suspects. On Saturday evening, the fire started in the basement of the 11-story high-rise building in Gropiusstadt. 12 people were injured, 3 of them were hospitalized with smoke poisoning. In the early Sunday evening, it burned again. According to police, empty paint buckets caught fire in a corridor on the 5th floor this time. The 3rd fire occurred just 3 hours later on Sunday evening, and another fire broke out in the cellar. 4 residents were slightly injured. The police union paid tribute to the fire brigade after the many missions on the weekend. Despite the large personnel shortage, the emergency services have shown that Berlin's citizens can always rely on them, said the police union press spokesman Benjamin Yendrow. After a rainy start, Berlin and Brandenburg are facing a sunny week and a hot weekend. According to the German Weather Service, temperatures are expected to rise up to 24 degrees with a lot of sunshine on Wednesday. Temperatures of up to 26 degrees Celsius are expected on Thursday, and an unusually mild 23 to 27 degrees Celsius on Friday. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.